couple of years ago, I was wrong. Not only was I wrong, I posted it on Facebook. It seemed like a simple thing and not such a big deal, but as it turned out, not only did I learn something from this experience, but it also changed my perspective in a pretty major way. It turned out that for some people, it was and still is a very big deal. Here's what happened. Someone had posted a photo of an orange. It was for sale in a grocery store, peeled and sealed in a plastic box. It had gone viral, as they say. The commentary on the photograph and its subsequent, you know, however many million shares, however many thousand shares, it was rude. It was dismissive. How ridiculous. An orange obviously comes with this thing called skin, its very own packaging. How wasteful and short-sighted it was to package and sell a pre-peeled orange. The corporate demons who did this are horrible and single-handedly responsible for everything that's wrong in the world, from global warming to the question of whether our children are growing up self-sufficient enough. I shared the post. I did. At first glance, it seemed ridiculous to me too. And my progressive friends jumped on the bandwagon with me until one person quietly posted, "I have very little hand strength, and I can't peel an orange by myself. Packaging like this allows me to eat my lunch without assistance." It was like the screech of a jumpy record needle. I was startled. Of course. How obvious. Some people can't peel oranges easily. My experience of the world is not the only one there is, as it turns out. And neither is yours. And I had just dismissed the lived experience of who knows how many of my friends, acquaintances, and congregants without a second thought. I was wrong. I quietly deleted that post with no commentary, and I thought about what I had done. And since then, I've tried very, very hard to do more shutting up and listening, especially on social media. At the same time, that experience a few years ago was part of a fundamental shift in the way I approach the world around me. I don't always succeed, of course, but now I try always to identify, honor, and amplify the existence of complexity in the world around me. We are shaped by our experiences. We are shaped by our limitations and by our abilities. And we are shaped by each other. The ordinary miracle of existence is different for each person. And more than one thing can be true at the same time. Disability is an externally imposed limitation. Or if not externally imposed, certainly arbitrary and largely out of the individual's control. Generally, a disability is a challenge, but all of us have different skills and experiences that make us who we are. We are shaped by the way we move through the world. There is a universality to much of our lived experience. And yet when I move through the world, I can never actually know how you or you or you might respond to the same occurrence. We each carry both limitations and abilities that make us who we are and that define our way of being in the world. In general, when it comes to disability and difference, our instinct as human beings is to find out what a person's diagnosis is, to identify the limitation that accompanies that diagnosis and compartmentalize the person so that we know how to handle them. This is normal, I think. It might even be logical, but it is not particularly kind. It limits the agency of the person with the disability, and it also negates the fact that each and every one of us sees and experiences the world in a different way. And each and every one of us, whether we identify as capital D disabled, has limitations and differences that impact how we see and experience the world. Every situation is different. And when we do this diagnose and compartmentalize thing, we end up treating individuals as objects rather than subjects. We are shaped by our experiences, by our limitations, and by our abilities. This summer, maybe it was spring. It's all kind of run together in my mind. It's been a busy couple of months. But a similar debate to the one about the orange has popped up in social media and local policy activism. It began, I believe, with a photo of a turtle injured by a disposable plastic straw that had ended up in the ocean, and has progressed into calls for bans of plastic straws. Some have been implemented in local municipalities. If you happened to see the Greenville News a few weeks ago, thank you, Richard, for calling my attention to this, there was a column that actually referred to the environmental zealots and sycophants trying to ban refreshing summer beverages. So nobody's overreacting or being dramatic here this time. The conversation, of course, parallels the one about the orange, framed in strident us-them binary language. If you use plastic straws, you hate the environment, and especially turtles. And if you try to ban them, you hate disabled people. The same arguments go back and forth, echoing in the online sound chamber, and nobody listens. Nobody hears. Nobody listens to one another. But if you dig a bit deeper, you discover that it isn't quite as simple as that online narrative. If you dig a bit deeper, you find layers of complexity. And there are two things that I know for sure about complexity. One is that an ability and willingness to engage complexity is of paramount importance to healthy community. The other is that Unitarian Universalism as a faith tradition is an ongoing experiment in expert-level complexity. The purpose of religious community is to help human beings make meaning of the world around us, to help us integrate our lived experience and connect with something transcendent or greater than ourselves. For some, it is the community or humanity itself that is greater than ourselves. For some, it is the world around us, the natural world. For some, it is a sacred force, being or beings experienced as divine. And I have just described one of the ways that Unitarian Universalism insists that we engage in complexity. Not just acknowledging it or understanding it, but living in it. For example, when belief is constructed as binary, then God gets put at one end of a spectrum and not God gets put at the other end. If I asked you, you don't have to answer out loud, if I asked you right now to answer the question, yes or no, do you believe in God? How do you think that would go? How many of you could answer it immediately with only a yes or a no and with no clarifying questions? I imagine a few of us could. But the vast majority, including myself, would need to answer such a question with more questions. Because Unitarian Universalism doesn't exist in binaries. Unitarian Universalism gives us a space to explore. The question, do you believe in blank, check yes or no, isn't relevant here. Instead, we ask things like, what do you believe? What brought you to this place of understanding the world as you do? And how have you been changed by your journey of exploring your own spiritual life? And that opens the door to conversation, to exploration, to learning and illumination. It opens the door to understanding that there are at least as many experiences of religion, spirituality, and faith in this room as there are people. At least. Further, this basic experience of complexity gives us a lens that we can use to apply to other problems in our lives. It reminds us that for Unitarian Universalists, inclusion is a higher value than belief. And inclusion is complicated. It is messy, and it is challenging. Which brings me back to plastic drinking straws. In a binary construction, we put straws on one side and no straws on the other. And then this binary construction gets oversimplified into disabled people and the environment. Because with only two options to choose from, we are forced to oversimplify. God or no God, straws or no straws. But it is complicated. A construction that honors complexity looks different. It's messier. But it's also more inclusive and more hospitable. When we move from two choices to many choices, we can honor many experiences and meet many needs. Complexity is curious, not declarative. Here's what I know about plastic straws. People with certain disabilities and medical conditions need positionable straws to drink safely and independently. There are options for biodegradable or reusable straws. The environment is adversely affected by widespread use of plastics of all kinds. Metal straws are rigid and transfer heat or cold. Turtles and other wildlife get injured by straws and other plastic trash. Biodegradable straws can disintegrate during use and are generally not reliably positionable. This is a quote from the Chicago Tribune. Straws make up 4% of the plastic trash by piece, but less by weight. And there are about 2,000, by weight, it's about 2,000 tons of the nearly 9 million tons of plastic waste disposed of annually. There's more, of course. But I'm less concerned with facts than I am with the impact of my behavior and choices. And I refuse to choose between the environment and disabled people. I refuse to accept a binary absolute. I refuse to buy into a hierarchy of oppressions, and I refuse to accept the narrative that justice is a finite resource. It is my intent always to listen to the voices of those who are marginalized, and the voice of the disabled community in this case is loud and clear. The disabled community is saying, listen to our lived experience. Don't try to explain to us why you know better than we do what we need. In some cases, we can use biodegradable or reusable straws, and in some cases, we cannot. We need access to positionable straws. At the same time, I am not willing to ignore the impact of human life on Earth's ecosystem. When you look at that quote about the amount of plastic waste, you hear straws are 4% of that waste. And I did the same thing. I said, that's a lot. But move back. Look at the big picture. The rest of that statistic is where we need to be looking. There are 9 million tons of plastic waste disposed of annually. So are we going to focus on the straws and ban the 4%? Or are we going to move back and are we going to look at the big picture, the complexity of the big picture? So yes, let's use fewer straws if we have the ability to do that. Let's not assume that everyone needs a straw. Let's switch to reusable or biodegradable when we can. But instead of banning them outright and erasing the lived experience of some people, let's look at that big picture. Let's look at the system that creates that 9 million tons of trash. Let's support research and development of better reusable alternatives. And let's be honest about what the straw bans do for those of us who are relatively privileged and able-bodied. It makes us feel better without a huge impact on the root problem. This is not easy stuff. But I am here to tell you that Unitarian Universalism is a both and faith. If we can exist amicably in this community with so many different fundamental beliefs, we can use that experience and ability to inform our work in the world outside of this place. Honoring the complexity doesn't mean that we don't make compromises in practice. What it does mean is that we are called to use our knowledge and expertise and the privilege that we do have to move the debate away from the binary and into the messy work of inclusion. We are gathered here as a religious community so that each and every one of us is able to express our most authentic self. We are gathered to help all of us cultivate resilience and wholeness. We are called to work toward inclusion of all people in our communities and in the world community. We are called as Unitarian Universalists to welcome all people and all experiences. We are called to welcome all people. And that is challenging to think about because how can we possibly know what everyone needs? And even if we could know what everyone needs, how could we possibly provide all those different things? But that's the other thing about a church. It's not a consumer service. It's not a consumer service, it is a community that we are building together. So in building that community together, we focus on meeting each person where they are. We focus on genuinely greeting newcomers and allowing them to share their own stories, asking them to name their own experiences. We are shaped by our experiences and we are shaped by each other. The ordinary miracle of existence is different for each person. And in fact, what each of us actually need is to be able to live our ordinary lives, to acknowledge the difficulty, the uniqueness of experience, and to be greeted with compassion and understanding. What we need is to be invited into unconditional participation in a community, to be surrounded by love and support, to be met and understood as an individual in the context of a community, to belong. May we greet each other with kindness and compassion. May we listen deeply to the experience of others. May we look for ways to be radically inclusive, honoring our differing needs and expectations. And may we always remember that there are more than two answers to any question. more than two solutions to any problem. Amen, and blessed be.